Now, the rising cost of funerals is always a hot topic, but they could go up even further if proposed changes come in at Causeway Coast and Glen's Super Council. The DUP's Sam Cole is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Sam. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. I couldn't believe this when I saw it, actually. So there are discussions to ban council workers from lifting and lowering coffins at the gravesite. Is that true?
Yeah, well, this issue emerged, Stephen, at our last Environment Services Committee meeting last week. We were brought a document by way of harmonisation of cemetery rules and regulations from our previous legacy council. We wanted to rationalise and harmonise the rules. Now, we brought this document. What you have to see, the regulations, well over 90% was acceptable to everybody. However, there was one clause that caused us concern, and that was the clause that council workers would not be required anymore to handle the coffin or indeed assist burials in any way, which had been previously undertaken by council workers. Now, this caused concern to undertakers who lobbied some of the councils to have this matter deferred. And really, when we agreed to that, but when I first saw this, I thought, good heavens, this is health and safety gone mad.
So they actually are contemplating, if a council worker doesn't lift and lower the coffin at the graveside, who does?
Well, the undertaker normally brings a couple of people, normally a couple of people, maybe three at most. But I would expect council staff, we usually would have two men there.
Yes.
My understanding at the cemeteries to assist if required.
Yes, well, that's my point. So if they don't do it, who will?
Well, the issue is that this is the problem. The undertaker negotiating with council officers at the moment to find a resolution.
Dominic McGuire, you are... So one second, because Dominic McGuire is from the National Association of Funeral Directors. Are you hearing this too, Dominic?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, we are hearing this as well. Let me say to you that this is a classic example of the law of unintended consequences. I'm sure whoever drafted this document up and inserted this clause 4/13 didn't expect there to be the furore that there has been. We expect every local authority, and particularly in this situation where there has been the integration of a number of local authorities, there's an expectation that our public servants will rationalise things so that everyone is singing from the same hymn sheet. That's what's being attempted here, and that is very laudable. However, it's this one particular clause where the council are advocating that their staff no longer become involved in the burial process, which is obviously the very, very serious issue.
So if that were to go through, Dominic, what would be the impact on us?
Oh, well, the first impact would be that the cost of funerals would rise, because there's a second part to this clause, and that is that the funeral director is expected to carry out a RAMS, that's a risk assessment and motive statement. In other words, how the funeral burial is going to be carried out. Now, let's look at this just rationally for a second. A funeral director sends a member of staff to the cemetery on a Friday afternoon to do a RAMS statement for a burial on Saturday morning, and everything is okay. Overnight, on the Friday night, there's a torrential rainstorm, or there's a blizzard, and the cemetery's a quagmire in the morning. Everything has gone to the left. My suggestion is this. If it ain't broke, it doesn't need fixing. Our members conduct something in the region of 450,000 funerals a year. I myself am a funeral director in Scotland. I own one of the biggest funeral groups in Scotland. And we work across six local authorities and three Roman Catholic dioceses who exercise the right of administration over their own cemeteries. I have never, ever encountered a situation where the cemetery staff do not assist in the burial of a deceased person.
So does that mean we would have to hire more people if we're burying our dead?
It means that the cost of funerals would rise, yes, because there would be extra work. at a time when local authorities, when the government, when the Society of Friends, the Quakers, when the Citizens Advice Bureau, when the Labour Party, when everyone is looking very, very closely at the cost and the rising cost of funerals, this seems to me a retrograde step.
Okay, well, look, it's a really interesting story, and I'm sorry we don't have more time to talk about today, but Sam Cole from the DUP, thank you for helping us with the story this morning. Dominic McGuire, thank you.